really marvelled at the beauty in front of you. I'd just like you to pause for a minute. Margaret's worked wonders with a film clip that has turned it from 10 minutes down
to
1 minute.
Can we have the roof and stage lights off? Roof and stage off.
So she's narrowed it down from 10 minutes down to 1 minute. See if any of these places remind you of an amazing place you've been. And as you view them, I wonder, could you think of words to describe the creator who created them? So in a moment, Margaret's going to run around with a handheld mic. I want you just to think for a moment, what are the words we might use to describe our God? A God who creates a world like that. A world where there are mountains and waterfalls, where there are trees and plants, where there is colour and life. And as you call them out, I'm going to frame our worship. And we're going to put words around our frame. And later on, we'll fill up our frame.
Okay. So, anyone got any words, according to Dominic's invitation? Maggie?
Awesome.
Awesome. We should get the person with the real American accent to say it like that. Any other words to describe our creator, Bisseye?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Anyone else? Hamida?
Amazing.
Amazing. Sid?
Breathtaking.
Breathtaking.
Magnificent.
Great word. Magnificent over in the corner here. We've got one here. What's your word?
Happy.
Happy. God was very happy when he created the amazing world.
Omniscience.
Omniscient. Any others? Come on, you've seen all those amazing places. There must be some more words. Ruth.
Versatile.
Versatile, very good.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect. Ade Jockey.
Glorious.
Glorious. Fantastic. Any other words? Clever and creative. Thank you, Kath. Over there. Lovely. Are you supposed to be playing the cajon? Can you shout out?
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's another good word. Excellent. Thank you, Moses. Anyone else? We've need just a few more words to go along the bottom of this frame. Thank you, Susan.
Stunning.
Stunning. Marvellous.
Unchangeable.
Unchangeable. Jacob, have you got a word? I'm coming round.
Great.
Great from Jacob. Reliable from Susan.
Almighty.
Almighty, thank you. Almighty.
What was the one just before Almighty and Great?
Reliable.
Ah, right, okay.
Great, I think we're actually just about there, aren't we, Dom?
Almost, yes. I'm trying to keep up.
I think someone's taking a photograph of him lying on the floor to do this. This is real commitment. Any other words? I think we've filled the frame. That's great. Great. You haven't put great down. Oh, you have. Sorry. Sorry.
Has anybody called one out that I've not put on?
Awesome, wonderful, amazing, breathtaking, happy, magnificent, omniscient, versatile, glorious, clever, creative, lovely, beautiful, great, excellent, stunning, marvellous, almighty, reliable, unchangeable. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Okay.
There we are.
Okay, I think we're getting some Yoruba names now.
Maybe if you can think of some more after the service, you want to fill in some of the white gaps as you go round. I wonder, with names like that, with descriptions like that, how then we might respond to a world like we've seen and with a God like we've described. I wonder how our actions reflect our relationship with an awesome, marvelous, glorious, creative God. God created the heavens and the earth, and it's our responsibility, our duty, and even our joy to look after it. Not just because it looks lovely, not just because we don't like messy, but because of the love of what he has done. We love his most intricate of creations, the smallest thing, the heart of a mouse, the wings of a hummingbird. We glory in the mountains that we see, in the waterfalls that colour the air. And as part of honouring that work, as part of our worship, not just to sing and to praise, as part of our giving of glory to him, our words, our attitudes, and our actions need to be framed with these words of worship of our glorious Creator. So as we come to look at creation this month, maybe we need to think of ways of showing our love for his creation. Maybe it's about reducing the plastic that we use, and there'll be a little bit more of that later. Maybe it's about reducing the amount of food that we waste. This country apparently wastes more food than anywhere else at the moment. Maybe it's about changing the cleaning products or the baby wipes or the bags that we use. Maybe it's about thinking about those things that we don't need anymore in our house and where they go and who they might bless. God's amazing creation is our amazing world. So let's act in amazing ways to honour our Creator.